Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A storm rocks the North Pacific Ocean off the coast of Alaska. Beneath the waves, it's peaceful. Down through the cold, green water at the bottom, a snow crab scuttles across the sandy floor. Snow crabs support the largest crab fishery in Alaska. This is an old crab, but how old? And why does it matter? Determining the age of commercial species is an important part of sustainable fisheries management. For many fish species, accurate ages are determined by looking at scales, or ear bones, called otoliths, which contain banding patterns associated with seasonal fast and slow growth, like the growth rings in trees. Crabs do not have otoliths or scales, and researchers are working on other methods to help determine the age of crabs. Crabs molt their shells as they grow, and snow crab go through a terminal or final molt, which, from that point on, leaves them in the same shell for the rest of their lives. This retirement home shell shows wear and degrades in color and texture over time, allowing researchers to clearly distinguish actively growing or recently molted new shell crabs from an old shell crab that has not molted in some time. Researchers have discovered that hard structures in the crab's stomach, called ossicles, display age-related banding patterns, and they are developing methods to best extract these ossicles, prepare them for microscopic examination, and to use them to determine crab's age. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.